Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. The 2026 primary election is over, and now the general election campaign season begins. It was an interesting primary here in Northeast Pennsylvania. WVIA politics reporter Boris Krauchinuk is here to break down the results. Hi, Boris.
Morning.
Good morning, and happy, you know, day after election night. So
it was a long day.
Absolutely. So let's have a quick overview. What happened in the primary election?
Essentially, we had about a half dozen contested seats and three incumbents who were being challenged. And incredibly, in this day and age, they all survived. Maybe it wasn't that incredible. Lisa Baker won renomination to her state Senate seat despite a challenge from Tyler Myers. Marty Flynn easily turned back Jeffrey Lake for his Senate seat, Democratic nomination there. And Jamie Walsh really easily turned back Bill Jones to keep his Republican nomination for the 117th state House seat. Flynn is the 22nd. It covers Lackawanna and Luzerne. Baker covers Luzerne and several outlying counties, Wyoming, Wayne, Pike, and Susquehanna.
Okay. So it was uncommon, right, to have this many challengers
it
to
is.
Incumbents.
Yes, yeah. Generally. In this case, it was a combination of reasons. Data centers, in case of the Flynn race, the upset by some gambling interests in the Baker Senate race, and Bill Jones, who was a more moderate Republican, kind of an old school Republican, thinking that Jamie Walsh was a little bit too far right, but it turned out he wasn't, at least not for his district. Walsh won really big.
All right, fair enough. So now the midterm elections can really start. What do you think people in Northeast Pennsylvania will be watching over the next few months?
Well, it won't. We're going to see a lot of political ads really quickly because there's going to be efforts to define who the candidates are, and there's going to be a lot of money spent, maybe not as much as in a presidential year, but there's going to be a lot of money spent on trying to flip four congressional seats in Pennsylvania. They're all in eastern Pennsylvania, and two of them are in the WVIA coverage area, Rob Bresnahan and Ryan McKenzie. The governor's race, that's going to consume some space. Then there's the Democrats trying to keep the House and expand their control of the state House, and also retake the Senate, which they haven't done since the 90s when a guy named Bob Mello was the Senate leader for the Democrats.
All right, so definitely going to be a busy campaign.
Very, very
season.
Busy, yeah.
Yeah, so how does this upcoming election have the potential to reshape politics in Northeast Pennsylvania?
Well, you could have Josh Shapiro, if he were to win, if the Democrats were able to keep control of the House and flip the Senate, then he would have a chance to do a lot of things that he hasn't been able to do so far, and that's same goes for the Democrats. If the House seats were to flip, then control of the U.S. House goes back to the Democrats, and you're going to see a lot of investigations of President Trump and Democrats trying to slow down the Trump agenda. So that may matter, in countrywide and all certainly in the Northeast.
Okay. And real quick before we go, what are the biggest races that you will be paying attention to?
Oh, the biggest races will be the two congressional races, Paige Cognetti and Scranton Mayor, Paige Cognetti and Rob Bresnahan, and the McKenzie race, the challenger, Bob Brooks, the retired firefighter in the Lehigh Valley in Carbon County.
All right. Well, Boris, we will be paying attention to all of your coverage as this election season unfolds. Thank you for being here.
Great. Thanks.
And you can find full coverage of the 2026 primary results from the full WVIA news team online now at WVIA.org. And stay with us there for news of the general election as it approaches in November. For WVIA News, I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening to News Voices.